Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is 8 a.m. and this is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Mike Botiff here with you live in the Kia Studios. It is time for our wake-up call.
Good.
We want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. Don't you jump in here, because we all know the truth. I laid out beautifully what happened to the Honorable Judge Mike Johnson when me and Bo had a, I guess you can say, an accident. Which Bo?
We can't. You guess we could say.
I guess we could say that. Bo admitted
fault. Oh, so was it an accident? You tried to run over me in your car?
I bumped your truck, and so. But we wanted you to decide who's at fault here.
Even
and
though
Bo,
my side of the story hasn't been told
though,
yet.
Let's just remind you. Bo jumped out of his car immediately and said, "Ugh, I was gonna go for it, but I stopped."
And at some point, he said, "I'm sorry."
He did say, "I'm sorry." He did.
I said, "I'm sorry" because I felt that about the situation because I felt bad for her because she was. She was so angry
I didn't know
if she was going to cry or punch something.
Right. I'm going to let the callers decide. I don't know. Let's hope that Tom.
Might not even want to talk about this.
Yeah, Tom may have a different wake-up call, but good morning, Tom, out of Lawrenceville. What you got?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
What's up, Tom?
So my wake-up call is for the entire Squidbilly Nation.
Ooh, yes.
I like this.
Not only am I totally Team Tiffany,
yes.
I am the president and the founding member of the Tiffies.
Hey,
oh! The Tiffies,
huh? I'm guessing Tom doesn't think that Tiffany was at fault yesterday.
Well, clearly not if he just used the word the Tiffies.
He set me up, Tom. He set me up. So we appreciate that wake-up call, Tom.
Yeah, I love
it, man. The Tiffies, that's what it is.
I'll let the president of Squid Nation take on Team Tiffy Tom.
Right. Let's see what Philly has to say out of Houston, Georgia. Good morning, Philly. What's your wake-up call?
Good morning. I just wanted to ring in on the accident. I'm just going to make this short and sweet. You are definitely at fault. It's not his fault. You knew his prior driving record. I mean, what did you expect?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I mean, you knew. Listen, you only get what you know who you hire. You knew who you're hiring.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He might be a great friend. Yeah. He might be a boss. You knew his driving record, and you decided it'd be a good idea to follow him.
You know what?
Thank you, Philly.
He says hired like he paid it.
Yes, I know. Thank you, Philly.
I appreciate Philly, even though I don't know necessarily like agree with the way he presented me as my record. I've got a good driving record.
No, you don't. I laid out the evidence.
It's been a long time since my license was suspended back in high school. Dylan, this is Seth Bader? Seth Bader? Personal injury?
As a matter of fact, it is. It's our friend
our
Seth Bader
joking,
from Bader
right?
Scott.
Well, Seth is clearly calling in because he's going to represent me in my case against Tiffany.
Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, guys.
So, Seth, go ahead, please.
Who you got to
wake up
call?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can take your case, man. Not sure Tiffany's at fault there.
Whoa, yes. Seth! Seth, yes. Come on! Don't tell me you're your own team, Tiffy.
Seth, just correct me if I'm wrong. The fact that Bo said he's sorry at some point is what throws all of this into a little bit of a spin cycle.
Yes, for sure, for sure, no question.
Yeah, he's admitting fault.
That's why we rely on your expertise. So I just need you just to back me up again, Seth. So I am not at fault here, right? That's what's going on.
Based on the information I heard, Tiffany. I'm afraid, she's not at fault.
Well, hold on a second, Seth. Can I call you Seth instead of Mr. Bader?
Yeah, of
look,
course.
Look, I did her a favor, and she was behind me, and she was not looking in the direction she was driving. Therefore, I think all fault is on her.
You know, that is pretty convincing, actually. In that case, Tiffany, I think we've got a case against you.
What? No, but he got out and apologized. He also has a horrible driving record.
I don't have a horrible driving
all
record.
All of this factors
nothing to do
in.
With this. There's nothing to do with this.
Yeah. It all factors in.
Seth, I apologize because I care about not only my friends, which Tiffany is, my co-host, which she is, but also an employee. That's why I was doing a nice favor for her. And I apologize because I felt bad for her. I said, look, I'm sorry that this happened, that you're a bad driver and ran into me.
Yeah, listen. Employees, we all got to get along. That's the key thing. Is we got to get along. We got to be on the same team and not have all this conflict.
I think we can do that. So I know that we threw you with the loop with talking about our little fender bender thing here. But
yes,
do you have another wake up call?
Yeah, you know, my wake up call. Speaking of people on the same team, is for athletes out there using social media to send passive aggressive messages. You know, like some athletes removing content. About their whole team, like, you know, there's a local guy here in town doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping it real on the, that's
that,
a great
Seth.
Call, Seth.
I love that, man. That is a
I know that's
call.
A lot on a Friday, but I'm just being honest.
Hey, we have the energy because it is a Friday, we have the energy to go there with you. So that's cool, man. Appreciate that.
Sure thing.
All right, appreciate it, Seth. And by the way, I'll be contacting you later so we can get the ball rolling on this case. I think Tiff will settle out of court, but.
Yeah.
I got you. You know the number, 404-888-8888.
Hey, that's
all right, guys. Have a great weekend, okay?
Right, you too,
thanks,
Seth. You too.
Thanks, Seth. Straight from the
I
horse's
know, right?
mouth right there,
Seth
Tiff.
Bader,
you ought to
that's
be
awesome.
Scared. I don't know.
look, I laid out the evidence. That's all I'm going to say. And Squid Billy will have his time when it's his all little right. his little segment.
Nobody from the nation has called yet. So.
Well, we got David out of Carrollton. I'm scared. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the accident or you have a different wake-up call. What's up, David?
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I am a police officer with almost 30 years of experience.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
I've been assigned to patrol and traffic division for a large portion of that. And unfortunately, Miss Tiffany.
Oh, yes.
You would be charged for following too closely in this traffic accident.
Whoa. This is incredible.
Attaboy, David. But,
first of all,
wait,
David, thank you for your service. And second of all, thank you for your
David,
call.
David, if you're still there,
awesome.
I hope you're still there.
Appreciate that.
David, if the person gets out and immediately apologizes because they stopped abruptly.
That's that. So you're twisting
that,
the truth. You're way twisting the truth.
Would
David,
that go in a police report? Oh, we lost him. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you're twisting
right.
the truth.
Look,
I did not get out and apologize.
What are the odds we can get a freaking call from Seth Bader backed up with a call
with
from a 30-year
police
officer?
Let me say something. If the next caller is a judge, this thing is settled, all right? All we need is a judge, a real judge.
I'm here.
I don't think it's a judge. It's actually Larry, our boy Larry, in the truck.
Our guy Larry.
So, what's up, Larry?
This is Judge Larry from truck driving. How about that?
We'll take it.
Tiffany, you know that I'm a Tiffanite, right? You
yes.
know that. I mean, you gotta expect that from Billy Squidbits. You know, we gotta. That's. I mean, you gotta anticipate that he was gonna stop, but the policeman was right.
Oh,
I've been doing this for a long time. And anytime, if I right now, I'm headed to Gainesville, if I hit this white GMC van in front of me, it's all my fault.
Yeah.
It's all got to do with following distance. So, unfortunately, even though I'm a Tiffanite, and you know, I got your back on most stuff, on this one, you know, I gotta kind of be on Squid side.
You know, I appreciate you being honest, fam. I appreciate you, Larry.
The Billy Squid Bits is the
But I do think Billy Squid Bits is hilarious. So we need to keep that. We need to save that.
You know, only on this show can you be assaulted by a co-host with their vehicle and then, you know, tried to be basically made into feeling like it was your fault.
I thought you were going to come in with the neck brace on today, and you really should have tried to milk it, which would have been absolutely hilarious. Crutches. Okay, we got Sean out of Rome calling us. Good morning, Sean. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Well, I don't have anything further to weigh in on the accident. After the lawman called, obviously, didn't he know that's your fault?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
He brought a little finality to it. Yeah,
I just wanted to acknowledge that I am part of Squid Nation, so I'm glad I got to get my phone call in. Oh, you'll be straight, man. But see, I think Squid Nation is kind of like Fight Club. Like, there's members like everywhere and all throughout society. You know what I mean? There's cops, there's tow truck drivers, there's lawyers. So you'll be straight, Bo. And Tiffany, I thought it was pretty cool. The very first caller, like all one member of your support group called in today.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool. Hey, Squid Nation, man, y'all have a good one.
All right, yes, sir, yeah, Sean. Yes, sir.
Good riddance, Sean. Yeah.
Hey, you don't talk to my people that way.
I don't want to do the whole show, but at some point, I hope we live stream what we look like in here during this wake up call.
We probably need to.
I mean, Bo is literally pumping his fist into the air when he gets this Squid Billy Nation calls. Man.
What are the odds that, like, do you know this would happen? I don't even know. I'm just like, well, actually, no, I know the odds that this would happen in my life because stupid stuff like this happens routinely.
Yeah.
So I can't really say I'm surprised that it happened. Yeah. I actually had, like, a weird premonition.
That you were going to hit Bo's
that
truck?
I was going to hit Bo's truck.
No, you did not.
Squid Nation.
No way.
I did. I was like, oh, my God, let me, like, back up off, you know, because he's flying.
I was driving. No, I will explain this when Mike, the Honorable Judge Johnson, goes over what happened with me.
The prosecution will have their cross-examination.
But here's the thing. I was with the flow of traffic, okay? Because on the interstate, if you don't go with the flow of traffic, you
not
get ran
according
over.
According to the person in front of you, you ran that guy out of the left lane.
I'd be willing to bet you were flowing a little bit faster.
Well, he shouldn't have been doing 60 in the left lane. That's for people going at least 65. You know, 70, yeah. 75.
On the other side here on the morning shift, we will hit a life of squid. We've also got Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, joining the show in just a little bit. That's all coming up here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back here to the morning shift. A lot's happening on the show, and I'm smiling because we are now joined by
tears streaming down your face.
Your tears go down my face.
I'm glad that I, you know, elicited that type of emotion from you.
Tanitra Matisse here in studio with us. Tanitra, there's
Does my friend need a hug?
Yeah, you know what? Hold on. I got this. You gather yourself and your emotions. Tanitra, you're a part of an amazing event, I believe. this weekend, right?
Yes, yes. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has this campaign. It's called the Visionaries Campaign. It's like a 10-week fundraiser, basically, to end cancer. Now, granted, it's, you know, for blood cancers, leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. But also, if you are like me, 5-year breast cancer survivor, there have also been a lot of drugs. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And a lot of research that's been done that's really impacted all cancers. So I'm excited about that. And listen, I wanted to stop by this show, you know, stop by all the shows to just kind of tell everybody what the station is doing that is really incredible, and some of our team members here at the station to kind of advance the efforts. So 92.9 is actually putting together a package called the 92.9 The Game Experience. And basically, there's an auction. We just tweeted and retweeted it from the Morning Shift and the 92.9 station account. Dylan did, so not we. Dylan, thanks. yeah, not this one. But basically, if you participate in the auction, which you only have 24 hours left, so you better get at it because people have started bidding, essentially you're able to join Dukes and Bell. So, yeah, some lucky winner of the auction will be able to come down sometime probably in the month of July, and they are going to be able to do lunch with Dukes and Bell, courtesy of our GM, Rick Caffey. So thank you so much, Rick, for that. And then they're able to sit with Chris Thomas and Bo Johnson to see, and I think Day-Day Lewis,
yep,
to see how the magic happens behind the glass.
Oh, wow.
And then they're able to come on for a part of a segment as well. So pretty cool
that
stuff
cool
there. Yeah, that the station's doing. And then also, and thanks to Mike Conti for allowing me to come on each and every show and kind of talk about this. And then our guy Randy McMichael helped me to put together a Georgia Experience packet, which basically has a signed Randy Mack helmet. Coach Mark Richt was kind enough to let me run down to Athens and hang out with him and get a signed copy of his book, Make the Call. And then we've got a Kirby Smart hand-signed, you know, like portrait and all this other stuff from like the back-to-back championships. So I'm excited. It's pretty cool stuff.
You That's should awesome. Be. Yeah. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
How can people get more information or find out more details or website?
No, that's perfect. The easiest way to do it is just follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Tanitra Batiste. It's very, very simple. And then we'll have all of the links embedded in tweets and posts and stuff like that. And if you want to DM me about LLS, only LLS. Don't be DMing me like y'all do my girlfriend Tiff and y'all stressing my girl out. Don't do that. Yeah. And that
out.
Look, exactly. And you yeah. can see all the laughter. That's like funny. An inside story because low key, you know this happened.
Hey,
you
look, I've even had my DM slid into on Tiffany's.
That's
behalf,
what I was
so
saying. Like, right. It's like now I'm starting to get Mike like
no
DMs on both of us.
My DMs
like,
are lit up, right. Okay?
I do.
my voice is so obnoxious.
I do want to ask you. I heard you on with John Fricke yesterday, and you were talking about one of your normal spots that you go to. What is that spot you were talking about?
Oh.
Because I felt like I was getting left out.
I'm going to tell the people one of them because, okay, you know, I can't have you all knowing where I
dip and dive in
the city. Yeah. But Vickery's, I'll tell you, because Vickery's is like the most, you know, it's like your neighborhood spot where you just pop in. It's like the Glenwood Park version of Cheers, basically. Just to kind of give you an idea. They, like, I don't drink, but from what I'm told, they give, like, double of everything.
Yeah. Heavy pour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'm so glad you mentioned that because, yeah, Vickery's is one of those where, because I've been going in there, like, every week for years, they did a happy hour for me a couple weeks ago, and then they got Vesper Atlanta, which is like, okay, now I just gave up my second haunt.
That's right.
Anyway, darn, now y'all know where to find me. But that's the second spot. They did a happy hour a couple days ago for us. And then all of Glenwood Park, they did a taste of Glenwood Park. And that's also a basket that's up for auction. So thank you. Thank
that's
you for
awesome.
That.
Yay.
Yeah,
awesome
so we got some
stuff.
Good
thank
stuff.
You.
But thank you guys for letting me crack the mic to let everybody know about a really good
Well, thanks
cause.
For being a part of that. Yeah. My grandfather died of cancer. So it's kind of, I appreciate people like that. You know, people doing things like you are. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, and you're right, Bo, because you have like a situation where, if it like tugs your heart, it's something to where you want to support, and hopefully, Bo, by the work that we're doing, the next person who has a grandparent, a parent, or a sibling, or whomever who gets that diagnosis, the diagnosis is more about cure versus comfort and care. So
yeah,
thanks for that,
that
guys.
Thanks.
Our Tanitra Batiste doing amazing work out here in the community with 92.9 The Game. Thank you.
All right, it's time for the rebuttal to Tiffany's lies and allegations. Let's go to Life of Squid.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and by the Georgia Hemp Company.
That's right, baby, the W Sauce. Get over to WSauce.com for America's Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Ingles? Yeah.
You had a couple extra ones in there.
Yeah, Worcestershire.
Yeah.
By the way, you can also find it in Ingles. and Academy. And don't forget my friends at Georgia Hemp Company, GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Go visit them in our newest store in Duluth.
Yeah.
Judge Johnson?
Tiffany, I would kindly ask that you turn your microphone off. Thank you very much.
I will not.
I would kindly ask.
You're going to hold me in contempt?
Look, I just want to state for the fact that I tried to keep Bo quiet during TB's timeout.
And he didn't, so I want to interject.
No, he did. He objected, and I had told him that none of them were sustained, and he needed to move along. So I don't want to have – don't make me call Big O in here. All right, he's trying to prep for a show. All right, Bo, Big O will remove you. All right, so I have a couple questions for Bo. All right, so – if you are just now listening to the show, there was a quote-unquote fender bender incident between my two co-hosts yesterday. Bo and I helped Tiffany get a couch out of her apartment. Bo was going to drive it up to Ackworth, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
To help drop it off. Tiffany, please turn your microphone off. All right, thank you very much. Bo was driving it up to Ackworth to her friend's house to help her drop it off. All right, so they're exiting the interstate, all right? They are both trying to ease out into traffic during a right turn. Now, I have to make an almost immediate left. Am I correct in saying that?
Across multiple lanes,
okay,
Your Honor.
Okay, how far would you say your right turn was from where you had to turn left? 100 yards, 200 yards, 300 yards?
Probably approximately 100 yards.
Okay, 100
maybe
yards.
150
the most.
You got
a football field between your right turn and when you have to get over the far left lane.
Yes, there was traffic coming.
So Bo is basically with a couch in the back of his truck. He's playing a game of double dutch, getting out into traffic here. He's kind of, hey, I might go.
I was thinking about the person behind me following because I knew that they would dart out in traffic as well because I saw them drive.
You're
reckless.
Talking about the defendant.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I look to my left, and I start to ease out slowly.
You thought there was going to be an opening.
I thought there was an opening, but the cars were approaching fastly. Two of them, Your Honor, one in each lane.
Fast. They closed fast.
And so I said, no, I want to be responsible. This is not my couch. I don't want to put someone else in jeopardy. I'm going to dodge across lanes. And so I decided
to slam on the brakes.
Okay. No. Please mute yourself. Okay, I have a question. All right, here's what else I have to ask. Because we've talked about the fact that it's a right turn and you had to go to far left. Now, my next question is, when you were checking traffic, were you checking it as in a merge lane? Were you checking in your side mirror, or were you looking out your driver's side window to check traffic?
I was looking out my window.
You're looking out window.
I had my head turned.
So you weren't in like a merge lane where you have to check your side mirror. You were actually turned and looking.
It is like a little lane that goes down that you can go into the Cabela's there.
Okay.
But I looked to the left because I wasn't going to start going down that lane and then give myself less time to get over.
Okay. This is perfect.
Was there a keep moving sign?
There was not.
That's a great question,
actually. I'm going to go back and look.
That might be a keep moving sign. That sounds like the kind of scenario where you'd have a keep moving. That's actually a really good question. Okay. So, Tiffany, because your tailgate's down because there's a couch in the back,
it's her couch that I was doing in my truck.
Right. Correct me if I'm wrong. She runs up under your tailgate.
She does, and she destroys my bumper, Your Honor.
Did she destroy her hood on her luxury mom car?
That raggedy blank luxury car, she called it. Yes, I would, in my non-professional opinion,
okay,
I think that the hood, the grill, and possibly the bumper will need to be replaced on her car.
What parts would you say were affected on your vehicle?
I was told in the quote I got yesterday.
Okay.
For my local body shop.
Who's also his friend.
Okay. Please mute yourself.
That it would be
order in the court.
That they would my bumper would completely need to be replaced.
Yeah.
Possibly the sensors.
That's expensive.
And that they would have to recondition my tailgate, which would taking all the decals, yeah, et cetera, off and probably repainting it.
Well, listen, here's the thing. First of all, I don't want to talk finances, but anytime you have a situation like this, that we are talking about multiples of thousands of dollars to usually go to a body shop and get your car fixed. Anytime you, like, it doesn't matter if it's like a 91 Mazda, all right, you are probably paying $1,000 to get a new bumper this day and age.
Your Honor, I'm a little bit surprised with how I've been treated today by the defendant. Because they fell on multiple swords yesterday, saying that they knew they were guilty of all charges.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already been in contact with other representatives of this defendant, and now it's playing like they're just innocent. I also want to state for the record that I was on the phone with this person yesterday after the incident.
Okay.
Immediately.
I think the only two things I think that Tiffany has going in her favor is, first, it sounds like Bo apologized to you at some point. He definitely said,
immediately.
I'm sorry. Immediately.
I did not immediately. I said, first off.
Did you say, are you okay?
I said, are you okay?
That was the first thing
you said? And she was just like, oh, I can't believe this. She didn't even ask me after she ran me over.
Was the defendant emotional? Was she angry?
She was very erratic.
Okay.
That's a lie.
A lot of language. And in fact, when we were talking later on, like literally 10 minutes later, she called me and she's screaming at other people on the road.
Yeah.
She dropped multiple. The foul language was very bad. I stayed on the phone because I was honestly worried about the mental state. And because she was very emotional. And then she went on to tell me that she had infiltrated a funeral procession.
Infiltrated a funeral procession.
No, Your Honor.
She was cussing and yelling at these people who were grieving.
Oh, that is a lie, somewhat. I was unaware that
there was
a procession of some sort. They had road rage. The lanes were merging.
The funeral procession had road rage?
The language she used would have gotten her in contempt
at
this courtroom.
You're not going to
sit here and
angry.
Tell me that the funeral procession had road rage
they
on you.
They were angry.
Stop it.
I had a tractor trailer trying to merge. I had to get over.
Okay.
So, yes, I had to proceed
to
merge.
Did they have their lights on or no?
There were no lights flashing.
Okay.
And as soon as I started to get over that black Lincoln town car.
Don't tell me it was a hearse.
I do not believe. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't think it was a.
See, Your Honor, she doesn't even remember.
How can we take
her account?
It was not.
I did not.
It was not a hearse. Okay. It was not.
Your Honor.
First of all, both of y'all drive with road rage. I can confirm that on two fronts.
I was so worried about the defendant that I reached out to their sister via social media to make sure that they could talk to her and make sure she was okay.
Okay.
He reached out to slander my good name.
Do you want me to read the message verbatim?
Yes.
Hold on. I will read this.
First of all, did you dial 888-8888 is the question.
Did you? Yes.
Well, I've got an appointment later on with them to further.
At the hospital? He's going to meet you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'll get my neck brace. The sister of the defendant, Miss Janae, said, "Welcome to my world. I'm sorry. It's just beginning for you." In fact, we're going to schedule her an appointment to come on this show and to defend.
Welcome to my world.
You know what?
Incredible.
I'm done here.
Incredible. Welcome to my world.
Do we need to go to break, Dylon?
Oh, God.
We're going to break. On that note.
Hold on. We got to get your ruling before.
Oh, yeah. Your ruling.
Yeah,
I'm going to
I'm going to fall back to our guy, Larry, and Seth, and I'm gonna have to rule in favor of the plaintiff here.
You can't both sides this, Mike. You called Bo yesterday. I didn't
both sides it. I just said I'm ruling in favor of him.
And then
you told me
when we got in here, it sounds like it was Bo's fault.
Yeah. Well, if he says he's sorry when
he
jumps
out
of the car.
No, you know what's sorry? Your judging skills.
Sorry.
Okay?
I'm not sorry, actually.
You're not honorable. You know who is honorable? Yeah. Grant McCauley.
Yes.
Because he covers our Atlanta Braves for 92.9 The Game. He will join us next. That's coming up here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of The Morning Shift. The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on The Morning Shift, and we are getting set to talk to you about those Atlanta Braves. They had 3 comeback wins against the Mets in their series, and so it was electrifying last night. Definitely a good time to be at the ballpark. Joining us now on the phone is our own Grant McCauley, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Grant covers all things Braves for us here and also host of From the Diamond. Grant, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So surely that had to be a lot of fun to watch with the broadcast last night, having the Braves legends and some Hall of Famers in the booth on that call for the Braves comeback against the Mets.
Pretty unbelievable when you think about it, because, you know, you saw when they decided to put that group together and thought, well, that should be an awful lot of fun. It's going to be a very different broadcast than the norm that you have, because I'm not going to be any play-by-play guy. They're going to have to fill that 2.5 or 3 hours with stories, and you knew they were going to come with those. But what kind of game were we going to get? We thought maybe pitcher's duel. I mean, you had Tom Glavine there. You had John Smoltz there. you had all the things I think you needed for the pitcher's duel between Spencer Strider and Justin Verlander, and then it took a sharp left turn. But by the time it was all said and done, we got one of the wildest, most exciting games of the entire year, and I thought a pretty great walk-off call by Mr. Chipper Jones himself, who has known a thing or two in his career about beating the Mets. So a pretty unbelievable night all told, and a pretty unbelievable series for the Braves, and three consecutive comeback victories against the Mets, four if you want to go back to Sunday with the Rosario Grand Slam, which feels like it was a month ago now. It's just been an incredible little run for the Braves to get themselves right after, what, about a week and a half ago we were talking about how could this club possibly lose a series to the Oakland Athletics? They have flipped the script very quickly.
Yeah, I want to get to, obviously, the series with the Mets in just a second. But I really want to touch on this Booth again a little bit last night. I thought, sure, and I'd like to get your input on this. I started off the show today by saying I don't remember a game in early June that had everything that you could possibly need. I'm talking about division rivalries, comeback wins, home runs. You add in the Booth. I cannot remember a game in early June that had – the amount of drama and energy that this game had last night.
It really had a little bit of everything. And, you don't want to see, your starter go out and have maybe the worst outing of his career. I don't know if there's a maybe about that, actually. But outside of that, I feel like if you're a Braves fan, you probably enjoyed not only the series, but, of course, the culmination of the series quite a bit. The Braves broke out the bats. They hit five home runs in the game, including the walk-off by Ozzie Albies, which, by the way, the hardest ball that he's hit since 2021 and the third hardest of his career. So I think he felt like he got it. And you saw from – there's a photo floating around that the Braves posted last night of Ozzie leaving the box, the bats up in the air beside him. It kind of reminds me of the Jose Bautista home run from 2015 for the Blue Jays in the playoffs against the Rangers. Just unbelievable stuff all around. And that Booth was just kind of the cherry on top because you could tell how much fun they were having. Bally Sports did a great job of producing that. They had all of those throwbacks. They got all the videos. They had Greg Maddux call in. I mean, it was pretty much everything you could possibly ask for to enjoy as long as you got the kind of outcome that you got, and the Braves delivered that on the field as well.
Grant, what a wild series overall, but one of the best things that's come out of this series for me is Michael Harris. Has Michael Harris kind of turned that corner now? And I know, it's kind of a weird question, but Ozuna kind of gave him the pep talk, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. we have seen the 2022 Michael Harris again from the plate.
Yeah, and I feel like he was heading in that direction in terms of the quality of contact that he'd been making really since the last homestand. And Chipper Jones, to go back to the broadcast, talked about it as well, the approach and what made him so good last year. We saw line drives up the middle. We've seen line drives to left. We've seen some, really just well-struck balls. I mean, he's taken his walks. It just a lot of different things have kind of come together for him. But I did think it was really interesting. And you never know sometimes where it comes from. We don't always get those stories about, hey, so-and-so came over and said this, that, or the other, and it kind of got me to rethink things or to relax and settle in and just do what I'm capable of doing. And in this case, it just happened to be Marcell Ozuna. And, he's a guy that knows a little bit about trying to get through some struggles and finding himself on the other side as a very productive hitter for this club. So, sometimes it's just from a source you may not expect from the outside, but inside that clubhouse to a man, and I talked about this with Dukes and Bell last night, I feel like the Braves have done overall, and this is going back at least 5 years, a great job of building a culture of winning inside that clubhouse. They just have a camaraderie and a connection that it's kind of what the Mets are looking for. And I don't know that they've found it yet. And I think it starts with the leadership and the tone that's set by Brian Snitker and that entire coaching staff. And then it goes from the player, man to man, accountability wise. This is a team that enjoys playing together. It's a team that expects to win. It's a team that has individually high standards for themselves. And I think all of that kind of comes together and you see them doing what they're doing, and that talent doesn't hurt. That's at the center of all of it. But this is a club that has just really put it all together, and Michael Harris getting going. Look at this lineup. When you start with an MVP candidate at the top, you've got Olsen, you've got Austin Riley, you get into the middle, the catching duo of Sean Murphy and Travis d'Arnaud seems almost interchangeable at times. It's incredible. Eddie Rosario heats up. Marcell Ozuna heats up. Michael Harris gets it going. Then you got Orlando Arcia. And, oh, by the way, Ozzie Albies is in there, and all he's doing is hitting walk-off home runs. This could be the best lineup in the National League.
Hey, Grant, just going back to what you said about how this organization has just done a great job as a whole and just bringing the team together and making this such a welcoming place and atmosphere, which is why we saw those legends and Hall of Famers come back mm-hmm. and call that game in the booth. Something that Chipper Jones said last night about Ronald Acuna was that he's – going to be, or he is the most talented player to put on a Braves jersey. And I wanted to ask you about that. And Bowett kind of was making the point that there's a difference between, you know, talent and then accomplishment, given the historical players that we've had go through the Braves organization. Or is it a matter of that? Or is it a matter of, yeah, Acuna's really set himself up to be just that?
He has, and I think it gets into a larger conversation of, and I talked about this on From the Diamond this past weekend, and Ronald Acuna Jr.'s place among baseball's elite and the best player in baseball all around. And I've said this many times, but we obviously know and can see that the Shohei Ohtani show is a ridiculous thing that we may never see again in our lifetime. So I'll stipulate, if he's doing what he's doing, he's always going to be in that conversation. But when you talk about best overall offensive player, I don't know that Ronald Acuna Jr. has too many rivals right now or too many peers in that category. And that, I think, is what leads you to having Chipper Jones say, look, talent-wise, I mean, this is hard to beat. Some of the other guys, they have their own talent. They have their hard work ethic. They have all those things. Ronald, I mean, this is a guy that works incredibly hard as well. I mean, he worked tirelessly just to get back last year. And I know he didn't have the season that he wanted to have, but now you're seeing – further removed from that injury, the results of just the God-given talent that he has and also the hard work that he puts in. And when you put those two things together, that makes a very, very special player. And Ronald Acuna Jr. at 25 is just entering the prime of his career. And the kinds of things, I mean, I keep that 40-40 tracker on Twitter because I think he's perfectly capable of doing it. But this is a guy that may become the first man in baseball history to have 30 homers and 60 steals or 30 homers and 70 steals. And baseball history goes back a century and a half. So when you start talking about doing things like that, this is not a knock on Chipper Jones or Hank Aaron or Dale Murphy or Eddie Matthews or pick any of the other great Braves of all time. Ronald Acuna Jr. just operates at a different level, and I think that's what Chipper Jones wanted to illustrate with that comment.
Yeah, Grant, obviously coming off three games of just extreme emotions, it felt like, really emotional series with the Mets, but you're going to get a little more emotions tonight, A.J. Smith-Shawver. Making his first major league start. I just want to get your expectations for him tonight. And do you expect that it's going to be difficult for him to kind of keep the emotions in check? You know, obviously everything's been escalated very quickly for him, and now he finds himself in a big spot for the Braves.
Yeah, and I'm cautiously optimistic about it because, you know, having seen his big league debut, it just kind of confirmed that what he's doing down in the minor leagues, he has the stuff to compete at any level. And once you've seen that, and now he's gotten a chance to maybe get some of those butterflies out, and let's keep in mind, I mean, this kid's 20 years old. He's the youngest Braves pitcher to debut since Julio Teheran in 2011. Julio was also 20. I went back and looked all the way back to 1966. There have only been about a dozen Braves pitchers that have made it to the big leagues at the age or around the age that A.J. Smith-Shawver is, just before their 21st birthday. A couple of guys that you may recognize, like Teheran, Michael Soroka, for example, but A.J. Smith-Shawver, the arsenal is there, the dominance. I mean, he got put on that fast track. There's no two ways about that. He was a name that, you know, you think about maybe the September-type call-ups or maybe later in the season if he's really put together a great year. The Braves look at him the way that they looked at Spencer Strider in 2021 when he came up and just got a couple relief appearances to see if they might use him in the playoffs and then kind of step forward that next year. But, yeah, the timetable's accelerated. I think starting against the Washington Nationals is a nice place to give him that opportunity. And I expect, I think, him to go out there and attack the strike zone the way that he did against a very good Arizona team. And if he does that, you know, he could be a pretty nice piece for the Braves as they try to get this rotation completely stable and await the impending returns, they hope, of Max Fried and Kyle Wright around the All-Star break or maybe a little bit later.
Grant, that is why you are the best. So insightful. We always appreciate having you on. Hey, tell us where we can find From the Diamond this week.
Yeah, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. And there's a great documentary about Yogi Berra called It Ain't Over that's coming out this weekend in Atlanta. I have Lindsay Berra, the granddaughter and the narrator of that film, on From the Diamond this week. It's going to be really fun to talk to her. And I got an interview with one of those great Braves broadcasters from last night's game, Mr. Tom Glavine, will also be on the show. That's From the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game.
Boom, cooking up some great stuff. Good Thanks, stuff. Grant.
Take care, guys.
That was our Grant McCauley, our Braves insider and host of From the Diamond for 92.9 The Game. Hey, we're going to find out what's coming up next here in Steakhouse. That's just ahead here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, we're back here wrapping things up on the morning shift. We've got John Fricke and Sandra joining us.
Good morning, everybody.
Sandy, how was your trip in? You didn't rear end anybody, did you?
No, I did not.
That's a good thing.
Good.
Yeah. I'm worried about the three of y'all. I think y'all need a timeout from each other. Something is up.
Oh, please.
Yeah, time out.
What you got cooking today?
We are high on life. John and I are high on the Braves. I didn't get much sleep. I don't know how y'all felt. Like that, the energy in my house, me and my husband, you would have thought we were on the front row right there on just cheering for him. So what's happening now, we are living the life as a Braves fan. So,
let's go. You're
lot of
always
Braves.
A ray of light.
So. Aw, Timothy.
I know. You're the best. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Steakhouse is next.
Y'all have a great one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.